Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. Every person watching this is alive because Earth keeps failing. 66 million years ago, an asteroid hit this planet and helped wipe out the non-avian dinosaurs. For more than 160 million years, they had been one of the dominant forms of life on Earth, and then the world changed. And suddenly, being perfectly built for the old world did not matter. The dinosaurs disappeared, mammals survived, and from those survivors eventually came primates, then us. That alone would be strange enough. But the asteroid was not the first time Earth had done something like this. Long before the dinosaurs, entire ecosystems had already been destroyed. Oceans emptied, forests vanished, most species disappeared. And every time life recovered, it came back different. New bodies, new strategies, and new winners. Which means one of the assumptions we carry about evolution may be backwards. Maybe intelligence is not simply what happens when life succeeds. Maybe it appears after success gets destroyed often enough that surviving change becomes more valuable than mastering stability. So what if extinction events are not just interruptions in the story of intelligence? What if they helped write it? The dinosaur extinction was not unique. Long before that asteroid hit, Earth had already erased dominant forms of life, more than once. But life did not simply restart where it left off. It came back differently. New animals appeared, ecosystems changed, and different survival strategies took over. The important part is what that means. A trait that worked perfectly in one version of Earth could become useless in the next. Strength or speed did not necessarily decide who survived. The organisms that happened to fit the new conditions well enough were the ones that kept going. And once those survivors inherited the planet, evolution started building from them. Extinction was not only removing species, it was changing what counted as success. The planet kept rewriting the rules, and every time it did, life had to answer a different question. Extinction does not leave a line of species waiting for their turn. The survivors are usually not the biggest or the fastest or even the smartest. They are the organisms that already possess something the new environment suddenly rewards. And that reward keeps changing. A warmer world favors different bodies than a colder one. Dense forests reward different behaviors than open grasslands. Food sources appear and disappear. Predators change. Habitats move. The finish line never stays in one place for very long. That means evolution is not working toward perfection. It is working toward whatever survives the conditions that exist right now. And most of the time, intelligence is an expensive way to do that. Big brains require enormous amounts of energy. They have to be fed, supported, and protected. Evolution does not pay that cost unless that brain gives something back. But on a planet where the environment keeps changing, one ability starts becoming unusually valuable: flexibility. The ability to face a problem your body was never specifically built to solve. Because yesterday's perfect adaptation can become tomorrow's weakness. And when the world changes faster than the body can, survival begins to reward something different. Fitting the environment you inherited is only part of it. Survival may also depend on dealing with whatever comes next. More than 600 million years ago, Earth may have come frighteningly close to freezing over. This was not an ice age like the ones humans survived. Ice reached into the tropics. Enormous portions of the oceans were covered. Scientists called it Snowball Earth, and somehow, life survived. That matters because evolution did not require Earth to remain peaceful. The planet could change violently without erasing everything that came before. Life did not have to start again from zero. Enough survived the disruption to keep going. And that creates a strange kind of evolutionary window. Enough stability for life to survive. enough disruption that surviving the old world never guarantees surviving the next one. Earth could keep changing the rules without ending the game. And as long as something survived, well, evolution got another turn. There is a problem with the idea that a changing planet naturally produces intelligence. Earth has been changing for billions of years. Millions of species have lived here. Most of them never became intelligent. So change alone is not enough. A shark does not need calculus. An eagle does not need philosophy. A crocodile has survived for tens of millions of years without needing anything close to a human brain. If your environment stays within the range your body is built for, intelligence may not be worth the cost. But that changes when the environment starts moving faster than biology can. The climate shifts, food disappears, new predators arrive, and forests become grasslands. Suddenly, the body you inherited is built for a world that no longer exists. Evolution can eventually respond, but biological change takes generations. Behavior can change today. You do not have to wait thousands of generations to grow thicker fur if you can build a shelter. Sharper teeth become less important when you can make tools. And rather than changing your body to cross long distances, you can build something that carries you. For billions of years, life adapted primarily by changing itself. Then, one species became unusually good at solving problems before its body had time to change. Intelligence was not replacing evolution, it was accelerating the response. And that may be where its real value begins. Intelligence is not automatically the best trait. Its value may appear when the world changes faster than biology can keep up. The dinosaurs were not failures. They were one of the greatest success stories this planet has ever produced. For more than 160 million years, dinosaurs occupied ecosystems across Earth. Human civilization has existed for only a tiny fraction of that time. If long-term success guaranteed survival, the non-avian dinosaurs should still be here, but they are not. The dinosaurs had not suddenly become weak, and evolution had not stopped working. The world that they had mastered changed faster than their success could protect them. And that exposes another side of adaptation. Being perfectly suited to your environment is an advantage only while that environment remains recognizable. The more your survival depends on a particular version of the world, the more dangerous sudden change becomes. Sometimes specialization is success. Sometimes it becomes a trap. Humans have taken that dependence somewhere new. We do not only depend on climate, food, and habitat. We depend on electricity, global supply chains, satellites, the internet, water systems, and transportation networks. Entire layers of civilization operate because we expect tomorrow to function roughly the way today did. That does not make humanity the same as the dinosaurs, but it does mean we are still living under the same basic rule. Success does not exempt a species from change, and mastering one version of the world that does not guarantee survival when that version disappears. Walk into almost any ecosystem on Earth and you can see the difference between specialization and flexibility. A giant panda can spend up to 14 hours a day eating almost nothing except bamboo. Koalas depend heavily on eucalyptus. Some insects can survive on only a single species of plant. When the environment stays stable, that level of specialization can work incredibly well, but until it does not. Now look at animals like coyotes, crows, rats, and raccoons. They live in cities, forests, deserts, mountains. They eat a wide range of foods. They change their behavior when the environment around them changes. They are not necessarily the strongest animals in those ecosystems. They are among the most flexible. That difference matters when conditions collapse. A specialist has built its survival around a narrow version of the world. A generalist has more options. Humans may be the most extreme example of that strategy. We do not have the sharpest claws, the fastest legs, or the thickest fur, or the strongest bite. In the Arctic, we make insulated clothing. In the desert, we build irrigation. We cross oceans with ships, reach the sky with airplanes, and even enter space with spacecraft. Most generalists survive by changing their behavior to fit the world around them. Humans push that idea much further. We change the world to fit us. Intelligence begins to look less like evolution's greatest achievement and more like the most extreme form of generalism Earth has ever produced. There is one more step beyond generalism, and that's culture. Biologically, you are almost identical to a human who lived tens of thousands of years ago. You did not survive the modern world because evolution gave you thicker fur, sharper teeth, or stronger muscles. You survived because humans learned how to pass solutions from one person to another. Someone learned how to make fire. Someone else did not have to discover it again. The same thing happened with tools and language and farming, engineering, and even medicine. Each generation inherited knowledge from the one before it and then added something new. For billions of years, adaptation was written primarily into DNA. A useful trait had to survive reproduction and spread through generations. Humans found another way. Knowledge could accumulate without waiting for genes to change. A discovery made by one person could eventually become an ability shared by millions. That changes what intelligence actually does. The brain solves the problem. Culture keeps the solution. Earth produced something stranger than an intelligent species. It produced a species whose most powerful adaptation extends beyond its genes. It is stored in each other. And that means human survival now depends on something no earlier biological adaptation required in quite the same way. Knowledge has to survive too, because once a species learns to adapt through accumulated knowledge, losing that knowledge can mean losing abilities that evolution never put into the body in the first place. So maybe extinction did more than shape intelligence. Maybe it eventually produced a species that found a way to make adaptation survive outside the organism. Hey, thank you for watching this with me tonight. I'm Ralph, this is Divergent Files, and I appreciate you. Until next time, stay curious, stay sharp, and remember, no matter what they say, the truth is still out there. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.